the nursing home situation, obviously most people when you say nursing homes and COVID, everybody thinks of New York and Andrew Cuomo, and we've heard a lot about that, and there's been a lot of criticism. But there have been some people who have been looking into the situation here in Michigan under Governor Whitmer. And a number of Republican state senators actually made a request for the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, to investigate this. And she just came out and said, nope, she's not going to do it. Senator Jim Runstead, a Republican from White Lake, is one of those senators on the line with us right now. Jim, thank you for coming on with us.
Absolutely, Mitch. Glad to be on.
Tell us about why you feel this is something that the Attorney General should take up.
Well, there are five states, including Michigan, that said you have to, and that was the language in her 2020-50 executive order, the nursing homes have to take in COVID-infected patients if they had a census of less than 80 and put them in a dedicated unit. The dedicated unit was part of the nursing home. So they don't have filtration systems to filter out the COVID virus. They also didn't have their proper PPE in most of these facilities. They didn't have proper training. They first built walls. Those had to be taken down because of the fire departments. They put up a plastic curtain. And everything I've heard from employees who have called me and family members, the people going back and forth through the curtain, cross-contaminating. It was a crash and burn disaster of a policy. 45 other states said we would never do that. DeSantis in Florida said you build a field hospital and you put all of these patients in there who are all COVID. You don't put COVID-infected patients in with the non-infected. This makes sense to anyone who would look at this. The Nursing Home Association in Michigan said, please don't do this. We can set up field hospitals in closed facilities or underutilized facilities in southeastern Michigan. She rejected that, said, nope, you're gonna do it the way I want it done. So now we have a lot of families all across the state of Michigan who are wondering, did my family member die because of this policy? So we have asked for numbers, and she refuses to give the numbers. We have done everything we can do to try to get these numbers. What was turned into the feds and what was turned into the state are two different sets of numbers. So we want to know, what is the data? She's stonewalling and stonewalling and stonewalling. Steve Johnson, who chairs the Oversight Committee in the House, has asked the director to come in and answer questions. She absolutely refuses. Many outlets, media outlets here in Michigan, have sent in Freedom of Information requests. They've been turned down. Charlie LaDuff, award-winning journalist, has been trying desperately to get this information, turned down. So we think that there's some there, and the Attorney General must be her friend. They're of the same party, because there is enough concern. There's enough hiding, paying hush money to these individuals that she's been paying off recently to not say anything and just, you know, take off. There should be a full investigation by the Attorney General, and it's been shut down yesterday.
Do you believe that this is tied to, was it Gordon? Was that his name? Who got one of those payments? I heard him, his name mentioned with possible connection to this. Is that some suspicion?
Gordon was the director of DHHS who made all these decisions. Yes, he was the guy who, he had all the skeletons all ready to go. This is the guy who knows everything, and he was given a hush money contract, $155,000. When he quit the job as an at-will employee, you don't quit a job as an at-will employee and be given all this money.
No.
I was listening to Matthew Snyder yesterday, and he said they're very rare in public sector, except if you have like a union employee who may sue and cost the state some money, then you would do something along those lines. But not an at-will employee leaving the state to pay them all this money and have them sign a contract that they can't disclose anything. Yeah,
right.
There's more and more that just keeps building, and we get more questions and less answers every week.
Well, what is your alternative if the highest-ranking sort of legal authority, the attorney general, prosecutor of the state, doesn't want to take it up? What are your alternatives?
Well, our options are to start subpoenaing through the committees, and we can do that. Also, I know that there are various prosecutors in the various counties who said that they are going to start getting data, and this is something I would encourage everybody in your listening audience, if you have lost a family member in the COVID pandemic in a nursing home, make a report at the police department, and those police departments have to then turn it over to the prosecutor. And if there's enough of those basically corroborating what we suspect, then that prosecutor in that county, like Pete Lucido's doing in Macomb, can then begin their own investigation.
Let me read you this quote from Dana Nessel here and get your response to it. Though I will not hesitate to act when justified, I also will not abuse the investigatory powers of this department to launch a political attack on any state official, regardless of party or beliefs. I appreciate what you and your colleagues have a policy disagreements with Governor Whitmer's response to COVID-19, but an investigation by my office is not the mechanism to resolve those disagreements. Your thoughts?
It's not politics. The family members who died weren't all Republicans. These are Republicans, Democrat, Independents. They want answers. Five states made this policy that I think anyone who looks at it would say, this is a crazy policy. This is going to spread the virus to the healthier population within the nursing home. I don't think there's anyone who doubts this. And the other states who are going through this are finding out that they were cooking the books. I was just reading this in New Jersey that came out a couple of days ago. So we need to have a full-blown investigation. I've heard it's just politics. There's no there. They're just move along. That's not going to work. There's too much smoke and fire to have her walk away and say, oh, nope. Nothing to see here.
Wow.
We're going to keep looking and looking until we get answers for these families.
Given the fact that this is such a high-profile topic in other states, I would think you'd need a very, very high bar to say there's nothing going on like that here. And if your numbers that you're presenting to us are anywhere near close, I don't think that comes close to that bar. I'm not saying that if you investigate, you'll therefore find criminal activity. But it sure does seem that it's worth at least beginning an investigation. What else is her office there for? I mean, this fits perfectly into what a state attorney general should be doing in the state. They're not hesitating to do it in New York, right? They're investigating it there, and as well as investigating Andrew Cuomo's behavior. And that's being done by the state attorney general, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely the role of the attorney general, because it's far tougher for local prosecutors in the counties to get the resources to be able to do this in a patchwork quilt manner. It should be done by the attorney general. And yes, that is exactly what her office is there for. This being a national news, the same policies, the numbers not adding up, her doing everything she can to hide the numbers. Everything points to do an investigation. She says, "No, this is politics." No, the politics. If that were the case, do the investigation. Say, look, we completed the investigation. The governor, as she said, was exemplary. Everything was perfect. And she did everything. Well, then just show that.
Right.
But right now, she's saying we're going to not do anything.
Even Andrew Cuomo was saying, "Let the investigation take its course." Of course, he doesn't have much choice. Everybody's calling for his head. But he's saying, you know, look into it and find out what you want to find out. So, yeah, it certainly makes sense the way that you present it, Jim. We'll see if we can get Dana Nessel's take on this. But I thank you for spending some time with us and appreciate your coming on.
Always love coming on, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Jim Runstead, Republican White Lake there what ought to concern people. It seems to me like in Michigan we get more up in arms about what Andrew Cuomo did in New York than what might have happened here, right?
Right.
I tend to hear more about that one than, hey, if it happened in our backyard, we ought to be concerned about it too.